Right. Hello, my name's Melanie O'Neill. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I know. Grief. Right, I was diagnosed in May 2011, and I've been very fortunate to have been had access to every drug, surgery and radiotherapy that's been suggested to me at the time. So although I've had it for 4.5 years, I feel that that is because the drugs that I've been able to access have been there for me, that have been funded for me. So, I think it's sad really, because people need these drugs to extend their lives and stay alive and to give them time to find other drugs that are coming through that might be able to cure them. So it's a shame if they can't have access to them. Well, at first it was just there wasn't even talk of having access or not having access. I was just given the initial treatment, which everybody is, which is chemotherapy and surgery and radiotherapy, and then after that I was given a second lot of treatment when it came back. And the only time that I'd heard about it being accessible, treatment being accessible, was when they put me on Kadcyla, and that was because they had to go to the Cancer Drugs Fund to be able to get access for this drug, which was Kadcyla, because the NHS wouldn't fund it because it was so expensive. I think it's 90,000 a year. So yeah, really, I've just been fortunate enough to be able, the Cancer Drugs Fund has been able to fund it for me, although I do believe it's stopped now. They're not giving it to any sort of new patients. I think it's sad that they haven't got a choice. That if those drugs are going to help keep them alive, and who knows what they can do while they're on them, they could be helping make their tumours smaller, put them into remission, as well as keeping the cancer stable as well. It's sad that they're not being able to have access to them, I think. Well, it's definitely, without a doubt, extended my life. I've been on the drug for just coming up to a year now, and without the drug, God knows where I'd be. And it's definitely taken things down, and it's helped me live a normal life with minimal side effects, which in turn is just my family seeing me as a normal person. I'm out there doing normal things, so it's made a massive difference to my life. It's bought me time to, you know, to try and find a cure. Well, it's shrinking, but very slowly. Even though I've been on it a year, it is very slowly, but the main thing is keeping it stable so it hasn't spread anywhere else, and so I just see that as a massive positive. And it's buying me time, so it's I think there's so many new things coming through that might be able to cure me, that has given me an extra year at least, with the hope that something's going to come through and cure me. I just hope that whatever comes through isn't going to cost the earth, and I'm going to be able to have access to it. I do understand why the drugs cost so much, because it must cost so much to make the drugs and to put them on trial. So I can understand where the high costs come from. But I think we should be cutting costs in other areas, not just the NHS, but other areas in life that the government spend money on, that in effect that money could go towards the NHS, and they could afford to be giving us these drugs, and they would be more accessible for everybody. Yeah, definitely. There is side effects, but things that don't really bother me so much, like my gums bleed, but I can live with that. If you have to live with that for the rest of my life, then I can live with your gums bleeding. And I'm very tired all the time, but I just think every day that I wake up, I just think, I'm still here, and that's what's important. And it's the people around me that keep me going, and my kids that I get up every day to live for them, really. So that's what Cadzilla's helping me. I've got two girls, and they're 8 and 9. Oh, it's massive. It's just the fact that I'm still here for them, really. That I never thought I would be. When I was diagnosed 4 years ago, they were only 4 and 5, and I thought, oh no, this is it. But just having these drugs has been able, I'm still here 4.5 years later, washing the clothes and taking them swimming lessons and dancing lessons and things like that. So I'm able to be a mum to them. Yeah, definitely. I think earlier diagnosis is important. I think training the doctors to diagnose earlier, whereas in my case it took 5 months and seeing 9 people before I was diagnosed, because they all thought, oh, it's nothing. Because it was a different form of breast cancer. It was inflammatory, which doesn't form as a lump. Nobody knew what it was. There was only me that thought, oh, there's something wrong. But as well as early diagnosis and training the doctors, I think you can do a lot to help yourselves. I think it's about the food that we eat, supplements that we take. There's so many things out there that's got anti-cancer properties in them. There's just loads, lots and lots of things that you can do. Your well-being, the way you think, enjoying your life, not being stressed out. Stress produces a chemical in your body called cortisol, which in turn can create cancer. So if you're going through a lot of stress, it can bring on cancer. So the idea is, don't get stressed out, eat well, enjoy life, take all your supplements or your anti-cancer things, protect your body, protect your immune system, and you can be doing all that at the same time as being on chemotherapy or treatment, and you're basically helping yourself to beat the battle, really, or to win the battle. Thank you. Yes, I'm going to try now because it's getting up nearly up to 10. So, right. So if I press...